This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Both Houses of Parliament today witnessed heated exchange of words between the Treasury and opposition bench MPs on various issues. The Rajya Sabha was adjourned for the day, while the Lok Sabha till 2 p.m. When the upper house assembled after the first adjournment at 12 noon, Leader of the House and Union Minister J.P. Nadda demanded a discussion in the House over the issue of alleged links of Congress leaders with US-based George Soros Foundation. He said this alleged link poses a serious threat to the sovereignty and security of the nation. He accused Congress-led opposition of deviating the attention of the people from this issue by bringing a no-confidence motion against Chairman Jagdeep Dhankar. He said this attempt of opposition parties must be condemned by all. Mr. Nadda said the Congress has never shown respect to those who are holding constitutional positions. Deputy Chairman Harivansh urged the protesting members to go back to their seats and allow the House to function, but in vain. Later, the Deputy Chairman adjourned the House for the day. Earlier, when the House met this morning, Chairman Jagdeep Dhankar rejected the adjournment notices moved by the opposition MPs on various issues. Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju condemned the opposition for their notices of no confidence motion against the Chairman of the Rajya Sabha. He said the Congress party should apologize for this and the government will foil every attempt which is designed to malign the image of the chair. Lauding the contributions of Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar, Mr. Rijiju said the Vice President always upheld the values and ethos of the Indian Constitution and his position must be respected. Rejecting the charges of Mr. Rijiju, Congress leader Pramod Tiwari said they believe in the Constitution. He accused the NDA government of making attempts to alter the constitution. Amid the din, the chairman adjourned the house till 12 noon. When the Lok Sabha assembled in the morning, the question hour was taken up by the house without any disruptions. After completing the business, the house took up 0 hour, in which Congress MP Gaurav Gogoi raised the law and order situation in Manipur. Responding to it, Union Minister Piyush Goyal accused the Congress of being responsible for the internal disturbances in the country. He alleged that the Congress party has a nexus with foreign forces. He said the Manipur issue has been tackled by the government on a priority basis. Mr. Goyal raised the issue of alleged links of Congress leaders with the US-based George Soros Foundation, questioning their intention. The presiding officer tried to bring the House in order, but in vain. Later, the House was adjourned till 2 p.m. Union Electronics and IT Minister Ashwini Vaishnav has said the government is ready to make a law governing artificial intelligence if there is consensus in the House. Replying to supplementaries in the Lok Sabha today, Mr. Vaishnav said a balance needs to be struck between freedom of expression and legal framework on AI based on ethics. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Home Minister Amit Shah paid homage to former President of India Pranab Mukherjee on his birth anniversary today. In a social media post, the Prime Minister described Pranab Babu as a one-of-a-kind public figure, a statesman par excellence, and a wonderful administrator and a repository of wisdom. Mr. Modi said that Pranab Mukherjee was blessed with a unique ability to build consensus across the spectrum, and this was due to his vast experience in governance and his deep understanding of India's culture as well as ethos. The Home Minister also highlighted that Pranab Da played a significant role in national administration. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has paid homage to Tamil poet and freedom fighter Subramania Bharati on his birth anniversary today. Mr. Modi said in a social media post that Subramania Bharati was a visionary poet, thinker, freedom fighter and social reformer. In Bangladesh, a total of 88 cases related to incidents involving minorities were filed from August 5th to October the 22nd this year. Briefing media in Dhaka yesterday, Shafiqul Alam, the chief advisor's press secretary, revealed that 70 people were arrested in connection with these incidents. Extremely critical fire weather conditions have emerged in California after a large wildfire grew to over 10 square kilometers. The fire, which started in Malibu Creek State Park in Los Angeles County, has caused large-scale evacuations and the closure of a segment of the Pacific Coast Highway. And with that, we end this news bulletin.